Hey Legionnaires, General Cara Organa here. If you've got any young Padawans listening, now might be a really good time to send them off to the Jedi Training Academy, because listener discretion is advised.
Hello there.
We are Legion.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, an unlikely band of nerds united over their common love for the Star Wars Legion miniatures game. We Are Legion is a podcast dedicated to coverage of all aspects of the hobby, from competitive play and list building to painting, modelling and terrain building. And now, here are your hosts.
And welcome back, Legionnaires, to another episode of We Are Legion, your Star Wars Legion podcast with a Down Under flavour. I, getting my sanity somewhat back, is your host, Support Officer Cooper, and with me, as always, is...
Engineering Captain Courtney.
And Moff Mitch. I had to put in a dramatic pause, mate. Cara, yeah. Don't take that out, she's please.
She'll take that out.
Damn it.
She's going to cut that, and I'm quite happy for that.
Oh, no, she didn't!
So, I'm like Snapcast.
Stick a one or both in there.
Yeah. So unlike the Stabcast.
Take it out, but don't take it out.
I don't have to edit this podcast anymore. General Cara Organa does it for me. Amazingly, I might add. I have to beg, borrow, and plead, and sometimes even like get on my knees. Quite happy to do all that, so I don't have to edit. But yeah. Yeah. Right. This week on We Are Legion, battle reports, speculation, and probably some more down the rabbit holing as we're still in lockdown for yet another 2 weeks. How you guys doing?
Counting down the days. At least it's down to days now.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it was always down to days. I mean, not for me. I can't count that high, but I assume a number exists.
Worth of days. So, you know, we didn't have a day.
Wait, how many fingers do you have?
I have 10 fingers.
How many do I have?
I don't know. I can't see you. I don't have your camera. I don't know if you've lost any.
Or eaten
Sometimes
them.
I don't know either.
I doubt.
Or eaten them in lockdown.
Yeah, I don't know whether Mitch might have lost them or whether he's just, you know, gnawed them off like somebody in Frostbite.
This is actually a very sophisticated recording of myself. I'm actually deceased.
You've left the Mitch AI behind.
It's Mitch.
It's AI. Come up with terrible list.
Mitchception. Love it. So, we've got, 2 weeks until we can record in person again. I expect to see both of you here.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We will be.
It also means that we've got 2 weeks until we can game again. Like, in person. I might have to hold a day where we all actually do things in person.
That would be great. For our American viewers, Australia is always a year behind. And 2021 is no exception.
Yeah, yeah.
Had it in 2020, we decided we'd do it a year later.
Yep.
At least we're not New Zealand. They're probably still going to be here next, you know, this time next year.
Yeah. Yeah. So for those people listening internationally, we're all still waiting on Lando and Callus. In most states in this country, apparently WA got them. But, you know, they locked their borders down hard, so.
Interesting.
And we are also trying to get our hands on our greasy little mitts on Yoda Wookiee's IG-100s and super tactical droids that are all in the country.
Just waiting on a date.
And waiting on Mitch to comment.
Well, I don't think it's that much of an issue yet. We can't use them in person, so...
We can next week.
I could have them assembled and painted. Exactly. I could have them assembled and painted.
Or at least, you know, I could at least have them assembled. I doubt whether they'll be painted, but I can have them assembled.
Well, if you want to paint it quickly, there's always contrast.
Ugh.
And if you don't have time for that, there's always the dunking technique.
No, dunking techniques take
hours. Or dunking?
Yeah, dunking takes like 2 minutes. Dunking techniques take like hours and hours. Trust me, I do them.
Yeah, Did you know there's actually a video on YouTube from Army Painter on the dunking technique? It is so forbidden.
I feel like we've lost Courtney. Well, there he is.
No, I'm still here. Was it uploaded on the 1st of April, 1 year perhaps?
Oh, no, it's a real thing.
That's their...
I can't remember what the tool's called, but like a adjustable... like a wrenchy clamp type thing, and use it to grip on the base of the model, and then with a full arm swing motion, literally whip off the rest of the color.
Yeah, they've got after that. Wash their strong tone or whatever it is. That's what they do.
Okay. Yeah, they're quick tones.
Yeah.
Okay. They are actually pretty good if you need to do lots quickly, but they're just a little bit shiny for my taste.
It's what matte varnish is for.
I mean, you know, you could be like me and look up using contrast paints through an airbrush because you want to be...
Okay, I might actually.
Because you want to be super, super lazy. You don't even want to apply it with a brush. You just want to hit the fucking model with a contrast paint. There is a legit... video out there for that.
I might look at that.
I
might try that with my steps that I've finally assembled.
It's an interesting video to watch.
Might have a look.
But yeah.
Because let's face it, if I stuff it up, it's not going to matter because it's my stabs. I don't really like using them. And dwarf spiders are on their way. So support slot for CIS is going to get busy.
Who needs any other unit?
Don't you want your NR99s?
They're not a
support slot.
It's a nice addition, but it's not the reason the list is good.
How are you guys going in your Invader League games? Because I'm getting none in.
Well, I'll go first because mine will be short. From the last episode, I had a chance. And then I played Beefcake, who is playing a triple steps list with full BX, 12 activations total. And we flipped over and Bombing Run was in that third slot. So it was pretty much GG right there. But we played it out, had some fun, and got me into a really interesting situation when I was trying to deliver a bomb on turn 6 with Anakin, which failed, because he engaged me with his full BX squad and his T-Series. So I couldn't do, and I had choke up, I couldn't choke anything or kill, like I couldn't kill both units and get out and move to be able to drop the bomb on turn 6. And there was no way to puzzle that out when I was in base-to-base contact with 8 wounds. And I can't choke the T-Series.
Were you sort of range 2 away?
I was just outside range 1. And obviously the bomb drops right next to you. And I just couldn't get it to score. Because I was basically just trying to score a VP. So I had some points on the board.
3-0?
Yeah, 3-0. Stab, the bombs didn't even damage anything.
Could you have pushed the BXs, slapped the T-Series? I didn't have push.
I've got throw and choke. If I had push, that became real easy. Because I literally do that. I cut the T-Series in half, push the BXs out, and run away. Like, run, drop the bomb. Game, like, I get the point, maybe. If something doesn't go pick it up. There wasn't much else left that could have from where I was dropping the bomb. It probably could have only hit Anakin. Would have been kind of embarrassing, but at least it would have scored a point.
Yeah. So that gave you a 3-2 score, right?
For Invader at that point, I was 2-2, and then my other game was against Darth Muttbutt and his Kenobi Padme list. It looks a lot like mine, except it takes Anakin out and puts Kenobi in, moves some upgrades around, and uses Faith 2s on 5s of squad. pretty much any difference. A few changes of upgrades. Instead of vigilance, got inspiring presence on Padme. No gun.
Interesting.
And we ended up, yeah, pretty interesting list. It could do a little bit of tweaking, and it will actually would be pretty good because it's got the standard Kenobi barrier push vigilance tenacity. But we ended up playing key positions, and I'm trying to remember the map. I want to say Umbara, which has got a weird compound on one side, which is all walled in, but that didn't affect our game. And we fell into key positions, major offensive. I want to say War Weary.
Okay.
That had no effect on either of our either of our lists, being, you know, a clone mirror match where everyone is courage 2 or better. And I ended up winning that one 2-1 in the end. Basically because I dived everyone onto the center KP that could make it there, and he could only get Obi-Wan and Padme to that center KP. And I ended up with 4 units on it. But it was a pain in the ass to try and kill Kenobi. He didn't take a wound until he... I think he got either saber-throwed by Anakin, or he attacked Anakin, and I spent a dodge to do it. Like, I gem-sewed him. It was the first time I actually got a wound on him, I think. He just would save out of everything, which was kind of frustrating when he was guardian and barrier and all the rest of it. But yeah, ended up at the end, he had an ARC strike team sitting on his home point, Padme and Obi-Wan on the center, and I just dived in every unit I could, which was about 4 in the end. But yeah. Interesting game. Yeah, got the job done, but miss out on single limbs because 3-2, and there are 2 in my group that have done better. One is Arkin, who's playing an Imperial list, and Beefcake, who will both go through. Arkin will go through 4-1, both go through 4-1. And I actually ended up finishing 4th behind Pulse 4, the other CIS player, who I beat.
That's interesting. 4th with a 3-2. Did you have like...
Yeah, so we got 2-4s and 1-2-3-2s and 2-0-4s, and I believe they've got to play each other. Yeah, the 2 bottom guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at
the last
now.
Game. Yeah. Nubian and Darth Mutt, but I've got 1 game to go, so they're going to play each other, but they may just gentleman agreement not to bother, considering. But that'd be interesting. They've got another week, I think.
Yeah, they do now.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't think they extended round robins. They just pushed back the start of single limbs.
Yeah, they must have just missed, but it honestly doesn't affect the group. So, yeah, tight group in the end. A game here or a game there, and could be 2 different people in the single limbs.
So, now, looking at that, is there anything in your list that you'd change? Because you had what? Anakin, run through the list again.
So it's Anakin, Padme, Clone Commander, 2 phase 2s with Z6s, phase 1 with 5s and a medic, 3 strike teams with DC 15s, and none of them with Echo. Big one is actually the looted E5 on Padme, dropping that straight away. If Padme's shooting at range 3, she can be shot, and she doesn't like being shot, even on a 1 pip turn. That's the big one.
So that saves you
5 points. 5 points there, and I'd give her Cs. That's what I'd change. I'd give her Cs, because that just reads someone within range 2 of Padme gets an order. Yeah, it reads holo projector range 2 for a turn. That's how I'd switch those ones out. I don't mind Anakin. I think I want push in there somehow. But I really like Saber Throw as well. So maybe I try and squeeze 5 points out. And that might be dropping the medic, who is useful, but one wound and an extra shot on a fives unit is not that powerful. So maybe I try and get push in there, and then I maybe throw some offensive pushes down on the on a couple of the phase twos. That'd be the big one that I'd change. Yeah, when you don't know what else to do, you've got clones, why not?
When you got anything.
Yeah, or maybe I try and get an offensive push on the clone commander for his air support turn. That'd be the other consideration. Maybe I'd do that first.
Interesting.
And the next question is, how did Anakin perform over five games? Did you feel like you needed Obi-Wan more as the better, or in air quotes, better Force user?
No, because Anakin is sort of this jack of all trades when it comes to Force users. Because of that 3-pip that he has, you don't feel bad about him playing a support role for 3 or 4 turns before he deals with something that gets in your lines, because he's buffing the clone ball. You know, he's throwing out straight out, gives out 2 surge tokens to whoever needs them, including if Padme needed them, not that she would, because she doesn't ever need surge tokens. He could really do. He does just miss something, but I'm not sure what it is. And I think it was because I don't have force push for that get out of jail free case. Like, his floor came up, I think, in one game. Yeah, it did. It came up in one game against Arkin over 5. So that wasn't a big deal. And he stood toe-to-toe with Obi-Wan pretty well and didn't die. And the really only time he struggled was, like, he died twice out of my 5 games. Once against Pulse 4 and against Arkin. And the rest of the time he didn't. He was, and also against the other Imperial player. So he died 3 out of 5 times, but 2 of those were my fault. Being I threw him out somewhere where he shouldn't have been.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't think he's as underwhelming as people make him out to. He just is not a traditional lightsaber wielder. He's not Maul. He's not Dooku. He's not a Vader. He plays differently again to all of them, which is great. I really enjoy it. And he synergizes well with Padme. Padme's cards really help him. He really helps Padme out.
I think he's actually pretty similar to Maul. Not in game style, but in the consistency that they bring. Like, you know the set of things that Maul can do, and like he's never going to do anything outside of that. And it's even truer for Anakin. He's so consistent offensively, defensively, you know, everything he's capable of. And the issue is on the Force user that he is, that consistency is not usually what you're after, I think, most of the time.
Yeah, usually.
If you need to spike some damage or...
Yeah.
Or do some fancy shenanigans with like what Dooku's 1-pip or Jedi Luke's disengage or
Maul's 1-pips, both of them sort of give him an opportunity to do spike damage or shut someone down. You know, he's not flashy, like it's not even like an implacable or evaded might. It's just he just gets every card you play has an upside and a downside. And if you can mitigate the downside, which on his 3-pip is dead easy, it's like, don't go away from the army. You'll be fine. Hmm. And I didn't run his 2-pip because I picked air support and all of Padme's command cards instead. Sorry, I take that back. Padme's 1 and 2-pip, I didn't run diplomatic cover. I ran assault instead. like, you know what you need to do with him. He's actually not a bad beginner lightsaber user. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but yeah, he tells you on his command cards what you should be doing with him. Like, his one pip says, go first. His two pip says, attack shit. His three pip says, don't go too far from the army at this point. Like, if you told a new player, hey, your command cards tell you what you need to do, and he gets better the more of them you use, you've just got to balance all of them. Like, an intermediate player will pick that up and go, okay, yeah, no, that's not too bad. Like, an intermediate wargaming player that may not have necessarily played Legion pick that up pretty quickly. Hmm. Whereas, you know, when do you play Kenobi's one pip? Like,
there's a timing.
A bit more skill.
There's a timing piece in Kenobi's one pip to turn Kenobi's one pip into a Son of Skywalker.
Yeah, exactly.
But outside,
yeah,
of that,
100%. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned Vader just before. So excited for all his cool shit, but he's dropping back to 6 wounds for sure.
Oh.
I don't think they're going to drop him back to 6
wounds. We'll see. I don't see them doing that either. It's sort of part of his character that he's this implacable, ha 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 ha.
He's going to lose
character
something.
That can't drive.
Oh, he's probably going to go back up in points. You know, maybe up by 10 or 15.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, maybe.
Because, you know, if you gave him all of the cool gear that they were thinking of, and then you turned around and you upped his points back up to where they were, or even added 5 points on that, I'd be like, yeah, okay, cool. That's fine.
What was he originally, 200?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think 200 would still be overcosted. But
yeah, but what is he getting? He's getting reliable 2.
Quasi-reliable 2.
He's getting quasi-reliable 2. He's getting compelled trooper, which...
Yeah,
he's enabling the most efficient unit in the game, the T-21 Stormtrooper.
Yep.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good point. That's probably going to be a list. It's Commander Vader and
6 T-21.
It upsets me a little bit because, like, now that's an obvious combo, and I think T-21s have been excellent for a long time.
It's going to have to be T-21 Captain, but yeah.
Why Captain?
So we can get O-Push on it as well.
No, it's too expensive for O-Push. Instead of taking O-Push, I'd rather, like, an Imperial Officer.
So they're all
you get an act too. And you still get your aims.
Hmm. Yeah,
The courage doesn't matter. You have Vader.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the courage. But you've got Compel.
Inspire, Spotter, and Binos are helpful.
Yeah.
You are going to need to mitigate some suppression eventually.
Are you?
But yeah. Eventually, when Vader's either too far away or I die, because, you know.
Vader's only going to get away very slowly. Because you speed 1, speed 1, and the storms are going to go speed 2. So you're only getting, 2 inches away each time? So 3 turns before he makes a whole range band away?
Yeah.
And at that point, you can just forward cohere your storms if you want to.
Yeah. I was saying you're going to get taken by something and potentially killed. That's the other side.
But that's what Esteemed Leader is for.
That's what you can use command
you're not taking a Steamed Leader in there, but you could.
Yeah, I mean, on top of that, the fact that you could give him a command slot, so now you can give him Vigilance, which, I mean, you know, you're giving him Vigilance.
I don't think so. I think I disagree. I think there are enough ways to give him dodges between his 3 pip. Now he's 1 pip. Oh, he's 2 pip. Yeah, he does not need Vigilance. It's handy. I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, there's other things you can do with that command slot. Like
anything else. It is really good to have the command slot.
Stricter AT would be the two I'd be looking at. Assuming AT comes down in points.
I wouldn't be taking Strict. I think Strict is a similar, like, win more as Vigilance is.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
I guess I'm just so used to taking Strict in pretty much every list.
Yeah. Every Strict Empire list. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Core should only have one courage. And pressing on.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your invader going?
Yeah, Mitch, come on. One of the three of us got knocked out. One of the three of us, one DNF, one DNP, and one is now question mark. Sorry, did not final.
Okay, fair enough.
I was trying to work in mediocrity into the DN acronym, and it doesn't quite fit. So from last recording, as you may recall, dear listener, is I had my final two games on the day after we recorded and the day after that, where if I won both with max points, I was an auto lock. I think I needed to at least win both to be in the running, though.
Yeah,
and for my first game, I was playing against my own boogeyman in Double Them All. I was playing against Chicken Prawn, great guy. A lot of fun playing against him. But his version of Double Them All doesn't have any of those B1 heavies. Doesn't have any time for that. But he's got three medics.
That is a lot of health to add to the... Yeah.
Oof.
To add and
to the ball. Another ball. What the hell?
I guess something unrelated to the list in particular, but I think worth calling out. He was also the only non-rebel player in my group.
I remember that.
Pretty vanilla upgrades on his users, so both push and then both saber throw. So Dooku with the saber throw to sort of add some range to that one pip turn if he needs it. And then choke on Dooku, stance, tenacity, vigilance. Pretty standard package. So we were playing Long March Payload.
Ooh. Ouch.
I think I needed to push it to that to keep it away from boxes, recover the supplies. And Long March I was okay with because I've got buses and only Maul can get close to me, so maybe I can shut down Maul pretty early. We're playing on the Kashyyyk map, which, if you haven't seen it, has these two giant rock formations sort of in a third... on the borders of the thirds of the table, and then a bridge covering the two. So there's a massive cavern in the middle of the table with an overhead bridge. So of course Maul infiltrated and stuck behind one of those rock formations for first deployment. So he was kind of pretty close to my deployment zone, range one and a half away, but completely safe.
Right. Yeah.
So turn one was kind of whatever. I lost a lot of snipers again. I can't roll saves on my snipers. But a bus got up in Maul's face, and I thought this was pretty interesting. It's not what I would have done, but he decided to stay sort of on the hidden side of the rock and just punch the front of the bus. And then at the start of the turn two, he played Fear, Surprise, Intimidation to bring Dooku up to try and finish off the bus. Which he did. The bus blew up on the first activation of turn two. But then my ever ready fleets jumped out and then killed Maul.
Yep.
So I lost a bus. He lost Maul at the top of turn two.
Pretty good trade for you.
I was very happy with that trade. And Dooku had already gone. Dooku had used his one pip.
He just eliminated the other two one pips in his hand.
Yeah. And then we had a whole lot of weird standby plays where I would standby with my fleets because all he had was B1s, which were going to have to attack first. that he couldn't like range my fleets with. And if you wanted to bring Dooku, you'd have to come into range two, and then I'd have a pair of aims with my unit. Dooku vigilance is scary, but got him in the end. I had just enough thumbs to get my payload to the end, and I think he had one or two B1s left. Rebel officer shot like seven or eight B1s. It was fantastic. And I don't think the medics managed to heal any wounds on Dooku in the end, which is how I kind of used my buses to position them between the B1s and his force users. And getting rid of Maul early meant that he wasn't able to get any value from that. So, I think what happened sort of at the start of that second turn sort of worked really favorably for me, and I was able to snowball that a little bit.
That sounds like it.
So that was your second last game. Come on.
That was my second last game. So at that point, all I needed was a win, because I was I would have been 3-2 ahead on VPs, although Chicken Prod could have won, and if he had a big win, he would have overtaken me on VPs again. But I was playing the bus matchup, so we both had double party bus lists. So we love to shoot other people's troopers, but neither of us have any troopers. So he had double vet naked with double blaster. This was against Kolke. Double vet naked, double blaster, two sets of naked Wookiees apart from Tenacity in two buses with jammers, rainbow guns, tacticians, Reckless. And then he had Cassian K2 combo in there as well. And then my bosses, as I've said, had the fleets in there, and I had Jedi Luke. So pretty weird matchup. I thought I would be slightly favored going in, and we're playing, unfortunately, in the third slot, popped up, pick up the boxes, recover the supplies. It's like, oh no, he's going to infiltrate and pick up those boxes immediately. What sort of worked for me is the line of sight blocker that was in the middle of the field was slightly closer to his deployment. So he would have to go in the open to get to the box freely in the middle, which was good because it meant that he deployed on the hidden side. And I made a bit of an error in my deployment, and Luke was standing on top of a tower, got shot by Cassian's rifle turn one, and I missed two saves immediately. So Luke took two wounds at the start of the game. But I was able to get my fleets out of my first bus and knock out K2 on turn one. So that was pretty handy.
That is.
But then all of our buses just kind of ran into each other in the middle, and it was super weird. Luke got down to one wound left at the end of turn two, and I needed to win a roller for priority to sprint to this supply to try and look for something good, force push Cassian over to not die. And sort of that worked out, and I was able to SOS at the start of the next turn, and I killed Cassian and then Saber through R2 for a perfectly efficient kill. I forgot what saved Luke. My hero rebel officer just kind of was running towards the middle box, surrounded by Wookiees, but got ignored. Picked up grapple hooks with a recover, one of the supply boxes, and then a Bacta capsule.
Oh.
And because of the grapple hooks, he was able to double move and scale up a rock formation. And the width of the base, because you touch it with the front of your base, and then when you obviously climb up, it's the back of your base that's on it. And that width of a base was enough to get him within range one, so he could use the Bacta on Luke.
Oh, come on. That's just got to be a perfect once in a career happening.
And so I think we got to sort of the bottom of turn four, and he had four boxes and I had zero. But all my forces are kind of pushing him stuck in the corner and was running out of thumbs. And Kolki decided to call it. So cool. Got the dub, and that was enough to push me through to Elims.
Nice. Cool. Congrats. This is your first invader, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, first invader, first Elims.
I do love nice. That he's being dubbed mediocre My Ass Mitch. So for those that don't watch us on Twitch.
By who?
By Lachlan.
Lachlan's been fantastic. Definitely shout out to Lachlan for streaming a lot of my games and being very patient with my lack of ability to make decisive action. Clicking buttons is hard, people.
Or a decision. It's like watching you play a... I've played you. It's like watching a...
You've never played me, Jeremy. Oh, that's right. Not once.
That's right. I've watched you
play. So that is a lie.
I have watched you play, and it's like watching the oven timer. It just ticks, 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 ticks.
I only play slow when I'm losing, because I'm like, is there any way for me to actually turn this around? Otherwise, I just enjoy throwing dice. So if it's a fair fight, I will be playing quick. But if you're beating me, you force me to think, and that's, I assure you, less fun for me. Thinking is hard.
Yes, it is. So, with that in mind, any changes to your list? Or are you going with something completely different for singular limbs?
So, I had my fun with the buses. Thank you for lending me buses, TTS. I now no longer need to purchase them. I won't be running a bus list in the foreseeable future. I think they are just okay.
Neck minute in real life, it's like buses keep rolling over the top of him.
Look, if I get beaten by buses, so be it. I understand the joys that they can bring, and I wish that everyone can experience that same joy. If it's at the expense of me, that's probably good, because I'll be less salty than most.
If you understand them.
Also, I just think it's very entertaining. I'm happy to lose horribly if it's entertaining. So it depends on what units are legal. If dwarf spider droids are legal, you can expect me to be running three of them, because I'll need a really good argument to be convinced otherwise that they are not the best unit in the game.
Would that argument be your first round loss?
The first round loss doesn't mean the list is bad. It just confirms that I'm mediocre, which I'm trying to convey as publicly as I can.
Well, I mean, that's why you're a moth, right? Not a grand moth?
Look, I just got here off Daddy's influence.
Like most of the moths.
If the new units aren't legal, I imagine I'll run some kind of Cassian vet spam, get some nice pokey units, because I still expect a fair bit of armor, probably in the form of buses and or staps, at which pokey vets and Cassian are both very good against.
I mean,
yeah, fair enough.
You're not expecting AATs or sabers?
If sabers turn up, well, it would be a saber, and I feel better. I feel very good about that matchup, because the saber is not going to delete units fast enough before it runs out of health, because the list packs like critical 10 plus Cassian plus whatever I run alongside him, if it's a K2 or something.
Oh, that's in your rebel list.
A lot of crits, a lot of pierce. And if it's double AATs, well, the attrition kind of goes both ways. The AATs kind of have to come to me because of Cassian. Cassian's quite pivotal, if you haven't got that already.
Yeah.
I think there are other forms of the vet spam, but I think with Cassian sort of blends a lot of the weaknesses.
That's fair. Right, I'm trying to keep this episode rather short. Let's dive into our main segment. So, for us, this is a little bit of speculation.
No, well, I love some speculation.
What we do best.
Yep.
I don't know if we do it best, but we certainly do a lot of it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
We are well practiced.
new meta going forward when the new RRG drops, that we have no idea what's gonna be changing it, and we have no idea the points updates. What do we think is going to be good? Have we been working on lists? I mean, I know I have.
Some. What else have I been doing?
So, for our listeners in the US, preferably the Stabcast variety, Tim Hannon, we have a list for you, one that we would like you to run.
Don't coach him. He might win a game.
Oh.
He went 5-0 in the last Invader League. I'm pretty sure he can win a game.
Look, my memory doesn't go that far, so that never happened.
Yeah, that's fine. So, for Tim's gameplay only, please, people, don't take this list to heart. This was us doing a super troll. 800 points on the nose, Imperials. And I have sent this to Ryan, so I'm going to make sure that this shout-out gets not only recognized, but that Tim has to use it at some point. Agent Callus with Vigilance. Situational awareness, and his bow staff. 3 shore troopers with the T-21B. 2 strike teams with the sniper rifle. 3 mortars. A full scout unit with sonic saboteur, O-push, jammer, and scopes. And a naked lat. I see.
Only one naked lat?
Only one. Well, that's 800 points on the nose, and that's exactly what you can get into it.
Oh, is that all you can fit in an Imperial list for 800 points?
Yes. That.
Oh.
I mean, what's that? That's.
I should really think about dropping those points on those Imperials. What do you say?
I think they should, yeah. I think they should. But that's what? 8 acts? Yeah, it's 8 acts with a lat.
Well. Got to open it back up. Full scouts? Really? Full scouts?
I mean, Tim's thing was that he said that the lat should do one thing, and that's be a dedicated transport. So when those scouts jump out, that's what?
Yes.
10 black dice at short range?
Yeah. They throw double black at short range.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They are actually really good at short range, which is why you want them in there. It's the same idea as Mitch's,
I guess, the logic.
Fleet trooper unit from...
on the boss.
Yeah. Except, you know, if I could find the points, and I think dropping maybe scopes and O-push. Definitely scopes, maybe not O-push. Or the jammer. No. Because
you want the jammer and scopes.
You're probably going to jump out.
Yeah, you're trying to get the TIE pilot on there?
Yeah, so you can make it speed 3 to go forward. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The scopes are better than the O-push because there's some ways you can sneak some aims in there.
Yeah.
Not in your build, but with Price in there.
Other build. Yeah.
I'm quite a fan of the full sniper with the... It's full scout with the sniper in the lat. Although I still want to play the pout bomb from the lat at some point.
I mean, Vader's good in a lat. I think it's a good Vader delivery system. I think the lat needs a bit
down.
Of love.
Yeah.
So is Burst of Speed, though.
Yeah, but Burst of Speed's cheaper. Only once.
Yeah, is Vader getting back in the lat?
He can. That's the thing, but he can. He could. You could literally use him to go and snap snipers. Just for the shits and gigs. Get out, chop sniper, get back in. Fly away.
So you realize that takes 2 turns.
And that's 300 odd points.
That's what last firsting is for.
Almost 400 points, actually.
Not if you take Operative Vader.
So what I'm understanding is we're clearly not seeing some of the genius behind this build. So you're going to run it
in yeah.
the local tournament we have, which is coming up in only every. 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Every local
I don't have an Imperial lat built or painted.
That's okay. Just say it's
fine. I'm sure you've got a lat built.
And I'm sure you can paint a lat in 3 weeks.
Mm.
With your contrast being sprayed.
That's a good point.
Or dumped.
And an airbrush.
Yeah. No, not going to happen. I have other plans. I have many other plans.
Like double lat with both Vader and Palp.
Double lat and Vader?
That actually sounds scary.
Yeah, double lat and Vader.
That actually sounds scary. It's like scary. Seven acts. It's like yeah, a skirmish.
It sounds scary. That adds two lats to it.
Yeah.
We both were TIE pilots, of course, for 128 points. Each.
Actually, hey, Mitch, you're a. You're...
Not good.
Jesus Christ.
It's not good.
So off topic. The lat is not that good, but it is. I think Stabcast got it right that if you're gearing it up to be a gunboat, it needs to be a gunboat, but it's expensive. And if you're gearing it up to be a dedicated transport, you don't need to actually put anything on it. Like it's for flying forward and then providing the absolute minimal support to whatever it's dropping off. It's fine. The problem is that it's shit.
Once again, as Stabcast said, we sort of need a way to make
everything that goes into it
one
good.
Or the other.
Yeah, or everything that goes into it good.
That too. Yeah, it's in the Galactic Republic, so, you know, Wookiees, Yoda, ARCs. Like, what there's about some DTs? Good stuff that can go into it.
DTs suck.
Yeah, DTs would be another one.
DTs need to be dropped by about 15 points to be, you know, effective.
No, DTs need that. I told you that keyword that I made up. Or if they get a face up order, they recover one thing.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that. So you'd need to drop them by about 15
points.
No,
they're not. Yeah, they're not going to create.
If they give them tactical, it's about the same thing, though.
If they give them tactical, I'm pretty sure it's going to break the game a little bit for DTs.
No, it won't. Remember, their config is still exhaust.
Yeah, yeah, but can't you also use DTs on Iden's 3-pip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, okay. The,
oh, look,
yeah, so they get 4 aim, but precise 2. Like, it's just overkill.
The DT thing that everyone's missed, because at the time of the game when they were good, like, you didn't need to use it. But if they get to range 2, their offense is exceptional.
That was
and if you can get to range 1... And you've got a sneaky concussion grade in there if you don't have your config up. But what's that pool if they're full strength and you have the config? 3 red, 7 white with surge hit and blast and precise 2.
Yeah, yeah. Look, that's there's a reason why. Ooh. I was like, yeah, but if you just use Iden's card with tactical, they're like stupid at range 2.
Yeah, there's still like over 100 points per squad.
So was ISF.
But ISF has critical always.
Do they?
Like DTs suck against armor.
DLT has impact.
Yeah, I was going to say the DLT 21 has impact, dude. Or the DLT 19, whatever it is. Yeah, but it's impact 1 versus critical 2. And with, you know, 4 to 8 aims, I'm pretty sure you don't really care about whether you have critical anything.
Yeah, I don't think it makes enough of a difference.
With 8 aims and, like, what, 7 white dice? Run it through your calculator.
You need to start at, like, just beyond range 3, though. And if you're starting that close on not turn 1... Like, and you haven't played Tac Strike, and there's an armor piece there. Like, it's requires a lot of things to happen. Anyway, I've drifted us. I'll bring us back.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Vader list, Vet Spam, or triple Dwarf Spider Droid.
Let's talk about your...
My triple Dwarf.
Yeah, the list that you think is going to be strong in the meta.
I think if you put triple dwarf spider droid in any list, it's going to be a strong list. I don't know which is the best way to do it, but here's my first flavor. So, comes in at 790 at the moment. I don't know if I actually want a 10-point bid or if I'll put those points in upgrades. It's just kind of a skeleton. So starting with the key piece to it, it's got three dwarf spider droids, two of which have attack protocols, the ion blaster, and LTAs. So the fact that the ion blaster has iron is kind of secondary to it having range 4, an excellent attack dice pool, and precise 2 with LTA. The iron is a pure bonus against any buses.
Impact 2. And Impact 2.
Impact 2, yeah. The Impact 2 is enough. The iron is just gravy. And then for the third spider droid, because there's two of those iron boys, the third one has engagement. That way I can let it roam the countryside. It's got the flamethrower and a jammer.
It's your lost cow spider droid. It's like walking up on the hill going, ooh.
The thing is, much like a lost cow on a mountainside, it serves as a perfect distraction for the persuader tank to come straight down the middle. So this persuader tank with the attack protocols, because I think the defense is a little unnecessary given that it has 11 wounds. Could be wrong, but for the moment, that's where I'm at. LTA as well, and Bunker Buster, because I want this thing to be aggressive, given that in its open transport slot, it is carrying a B2 Hat Squad with a jammer, so it can use the size of the Persuader base to jam everyone alongside his flamethrower, lost cow, mountainside, comms jammer guy. So if you've been playing at home, that's 5 threats that I've got so far that are filled out with 5 squads of naked B1s with one of them having an uplink. And you might ask, well, how do you make sure your spider droids do like not the aim thing and can't fire their ion? Well, I've got Kraken in there with his override 2 so we can sit at range 2 and sort of direct traffic. But what if you get sniped from air speeders or triple staps, or what if someone tries to do this back to you? Well, he's got a steam bleeder to draw on that 30 wound pool from the B1s and endurance, given that he'll be taking a fair bit of suppression from making sure that everyone follows the instructions I want them to follow. Probably try and squeeze a comms relay on one of those B1 squads just to force more of the HQ uplink chain back to the vehicles.
Yeah, fair enough. I was going to say you might want Strict as well, but Kraken's not going to have face-ups in this list.
Nope.
No.
And he's the one that really cares about it, because he'll be loading it on. Why did you go Kraken and not say the generic who has both direct AI and override?
The override 2 allows him to be further away from like the tank or the flamethrower droid. And still like make sure that I get it to do what I want it to do.
And you're mainly going to be focusing on the ion blaster dwarf, so with him
should be. I think the other super tacks are options here. The lack of snipers in my lists means that I don't have any good way of committing small amounts of damage reliably. So the sharpshooter 2 PS1 is a minor hedge against that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. If you run a lightsaber user, I'll charge Kraken into you. I'll take 2 turns of your lightsaber while the rest of my 5 threats delete everything else on the table, and then I will just tackle you with B1s until I pick up all the boxes.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so the idea is go fast, get in their face, and they can't move you because you're a vehicle. So they have to destroy you or go all the way around. Oh, and if they destroy you, don't forget the spider droids blow up.
Yay!
Well, if they fail to destroy you and leave you on like 1 or 2 wounds, then you detonate. But yeah.
Yeah, and if you do the usual counters like your fire supports or stuff like that, going down in activations is really bad because it means that I can really capitalize on that with the volume of threats that I got. It's not you'll just take one volume of heavy fire; you'll take a few.
Yeah. All right. Seems pretty solid.
Yeah, it's got a scary amount of wounds in it.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. What are the spider droids? 6 each, persuaders 11, all those B1s. 18,
29, 30 in B1s, so that's 59.
Plus Kraken.
Another 9 for the B2s, 68. And then Kraken. 5 on Kraken, 73. Five. 73, like, actual wounds.
Yeah. And
that's
over half of them are behind armor.
Yep. And that's saying I roll zero saves.
Yeah.
Yuck. That's just terrible.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting.
Spider droids are too cheap for what they do.
Yeah, it's pretty funny when with attack protocols and ion blaster and like targeting array, they're the same cost as a stab.
And yet they are so much better.
Yeah.
It's just gross. Just gross.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited for the wall crawlers meta.
The wall crawlers meta. Persuader tank can't crawl up walls.
Oh, wait, that's what you were saying before, Jeremy. Sorry. What is the new meta? I think they will be triple sports, dwarf spider droid or force users with some kind of burst of speed.
Yeah, yeah, no. I think that's very accurate. I don't think that's going to be any different to what I was thinking.
I think you'll see some other stuff come through that none of us can think of.
I'm very excited to see that. I just don't know what you do with the current roster against DSDs that isn't also DSDs.
I think we're going to see resurgences on things like Shaw definitely using the T21B just because of the critical and the mortars.
That's only critical one.
Two when you throw a mortar in.
Yeah, it's not great. And the pool's too small.
And like, I don't even feel confident about like the vet pokey lists because that persuader drops in, it deletes one unit vets, and then the B2 hats delete a second unit vets. Like, it's just so fast with that damage. We don't know what Empire is going to do with its rework, so I'm sure there'll be something in there. I just...
Yeah.
I obviously can only guess.
Yeah. What exactly do you do?
Thorns might be all right against it.
What's that, clones?
Yeah, well, they've got...
Tauntauns.
Tauntauns, yeah.
Tauntauns should be fine. Speed. I think Wookiees will be fine.
So you just ram everything.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to disengage from vehicles. So you literally ram a vehicle and then at the next turn you just go ram another vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, you just ping pong between, but you're getting shot at in between. That's the only thing.
But the 8 health might be enough to sustain like a couple of these volleys. That I think that's why Tauns have always been excellent, is they just have so much health.
Plus, yeah, they get dodges for doing nothing, which definitely helps. Yeah, maybe situational awareness, Tauns might be the way to get around something like this. That in itself pushes other things out as well. So, but you're more exposed to force users, although a lot of force users can't do 8 damage in a turn.
No, they can't.
Well, only one force user can theoretically.
Only one. In theory, yeah. And even then, if the Tauntaun's got a dodge, it lives. Or gets
that's 2 force users can do 8 damage.
Yeah, but that's 300 points. Yeah. I can throw 3 units of Tauns in for that.
Oh, sorry, this.
And that's without the change.
4 units that can do 8 damage. My mistake. 4 force users.
In a turn.
In a turn.
In a standard
3 of them
turn.
Require command cards.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking in a standard turn there. Only one force user can theoretically do that. One. Maul.
Two. Tenacity Luke.
Ah, Tenacity Luke.
Because he's got 7 plus 1 for Tenacity.
Okay. Theoretically, 2.
Theoretically, 2.
Base card 1.
And in theory, actually, that Luke can do 16 if you do a Son of Skywalker turn. But, yeah. But you're not going to reliably do it because
you wouldn't be able to do 16 anyway.
Magic Christmas Lander.
Can you force push in place creature troopers? Can you pull them in?
Yes, you can. The trooper.
So you'd have
and you get to use their reposition as well. So you'd have to have two in base contact with you when you start attacking. Yes.
There we go. The key to eliminating two Tauntaun units in one turn is a simple tenacity.
Or you disengage to jump over the top of them so you can make sure that you have that little bit of range.
In the perfect position. Yeah.
But that's about
it. Yeah, it requires a lot of setup and some magical Christmas land and some incredibly good rolling because, you know, seven of those dice are black.
Black dice is best dice.
I prefer that tenacity red dice in close combat. Red dice is best dice in close combat. Just ask Maul.
Yeah.
And he got four of them.
Is he only sharpens one end of his lightsaber?
Apparently.
All right, Courtney, what have you dialed up for us?
Well, I went in a different way. So probably heard my excitement in the last episode for the infantry support platform.
Yeah.
Sorry, no. The airboat. So I went and sort of been working on a list that revolves around trying to get or use it as a fire support platform to eliminate threats. That's pretty much the goal. So infantry support platform with the elite armor pilot, twin missile pods, link targeting array, a couple arc strike teams, clone commander Rex, and I've got a few different versions, but I think the one I like the most is when I go aggressive tactics on him and then strict orders on the clone commander, and then phase ones, five of them in total. Three with Z6s, one with fives, and one with an RPS and a comms tech with a relay. So the goal there is to use the clone commander to direct fives when I don't give an order to the, or when I can't give an ordinary order to the support platform, to then have that RPS clone comms tech unit relay it across to the boat, across to the support platform, to just always give it that face up for the control. 791, but without aggressive tactics. The one I've got in front of me has got strict and vigilance. But the vigilance
you can get a 799 with your AT build because you have to drop recon.
Yeah, I think that's the way it works. Yeah.
Oh, but drop
recon. So yeah, I have to drop recon on Rex.
That's terrible.
Yeah, still good.
Drop the pilots.
No, I need the pilot. Yeah, there's not a lot of fat there. 799 with aggressive tactics on Rex. And, yeah, maximum face-ups that I can get. And just try and eliminate a threat a turn is sort of the goal. Don't know if it'll be good, but it sounds a lot of fun. It sounds like it'll work better before the infantry support platform comes out. Before we get all these amazing heavy vehicles that are coming.
You mean amazing support vehicles there, Courtney?
Heavy support. You know, the dwarf spiders are pretty heavy for a support section.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Support they all look, almost got the same defense as your swamp speeder.
Those support platforms are pretty
Yeah, they just missed the cover.
Section.
Yeah, they're a bit light on. Yeah, the only difference there is the cover one. and the support platform's got an extra wound. Like, that's the difference. And it still rolls white, surging defense. So, yeah, it's not far.
I think I touched on this a little bit in pre-recording, but I think this is a nice twist on, like, the classic sort of attrition-y type list that you can build with clones or Imperials. With a nice spike damage each turn that's not coming through a lightsaber, so you can do it from range.
Yeah, that's why the missile pods are good, because they're range 4. I think the missile pods are the best out of the three weapons there.
I still think the beam cannons are stronger, simply because of their ability to fly around the side and then shoot shit, but for what you're doing, the missile pods are by far the best suited to this skeleton.
Mm.
I think it's just a solid list. I don't think it's got a particular win condition on any one objective. It's just going to be a problem no matter to your opponent, no matter what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. It just always will have an option for a face up to fire support in. Hopefully, range will be the big thing there. But the big thing is that it's all phase ones. Like, there's no phase twos here. Just because I didn't have the points for it, but also because, well, I can handle it. Like, if one of my phase ones is pretty close to panicking, I guess they become the fire support choice. And, you know, the only things that I can see getting hit in the update, points-wise, is maybe the Arc Strike teams. But Rex and the Clone Commander will probably get hit. And another version of this list is you just drop Rex, replace him with a Clone Commander with AT, and then you get another source of direct. And, yeah, you lose access to Rex's cards, so you end up taking Ambush, Push, and Assault. But you get another source of direct, so it sort of makes up for it. I'm almost not sure which one of those two would be better. Maybe I'll have to test both once I have an infantry support platform in my hand.
Well, I mean, you probably
see how it goes.
You will get that platform about, hopefully, the same time that you get a rules drop. So you'll know whether or not that you're going to have issues trying to squeeze that in.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, those.
What is the release date for the platform at the moment, apparently?
I think it's still November 30. I know that we have none of those in Australia, thank God. Like, I own a store. I know that we have none of those. I talk to all the suppliers. But yeah, no.
Maybe they're just hiding them from you.
They're hiding them from everyone. I would. Yeah. Well, you hide everything from me.
How do you know?
Because you're hiding your camera right now.
Cameras are overrated. Too busy doing Empire stuff.
Are you painting? Is this why I can't see your face?
No, I'm not painting.
So, I guess my current list, or my idea for the list going forward of what may be good, is actually going backwards in time with a little bit of a twist, because I don't think much is going to change. I think everyone's going to get at least 270 people playing Invader League this year, or this season, something close to worldwide. I think they're going to get all of their heavy meta-ness out of their bloodstream and, you know, try it, not like it, go back to what they do, which is, you know, what happens after every Invader League. And a little bit of a riff on what I was jokingly giving to Tim, I think that Shore Troopers are going to be good again. And I built a list just to play with that. And it was, what, Kallus with, again, Vigilant Situational.
Play with that. You made single elims. Congratulations, Jeremy.
Only one didn't drop a game. I know, right? Only one of us here actually holds a world's ticket too. So, you know.
I won a world's ticket.
When?
In like my first tournament, mate.
From a national level?
Yeah. I won the primes. One down in Canberra.
Hey, you did actually. I was there for that.
You were there for that?
Yeah, you did.
Wasn't there, doesn't count. Yeah,
I
was.
Oh, I didn't know you at the time, but...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did, because it was like your second or third tournament, I think we ended up with. But I do remember it, because I was playing Grievous AAT, and I ran into two or three other AATs across the day. I don't think I played anyone but Separatists. But yeah,
I think I've seen you there against all armor lists. It was interesting for a double force user.
Yeah.
Sorry, we've detoured, Jeremy. Tell us about your dirty Shore Trooper list.
Look, it's not that dirty. I don't know without having seen what they're going to do to other units. But I think Empire are going to get a lot of love, and I think objectively, so. Outside of dropping points, which they're clearly going to be doing, I think they're going to start seeing a few rules tweaks or changes. And I think Shore Troopers are going to get a lot of love because looking at, you know, what they should be, and I think Vets are the same, which is, you know, if you look at phase twos, I think that the most expensive, and I use the air quotes while I say that, Core Choice should have a few more whiz-bang abilities than just, you know, get free aim and pass free order.
No, don't give them Courage 2 as well. We're going in the wrong direction. No.
I never said Courage 2.
You implied it.
And I imply a lot of things.
I don't think there should be Courage 2 either. I don't actually mind Phase 2s and B2s just being Courage 2 and then being their own thing. I just don't think the points are exactly right on that compared to all the rest of the core choices. But yeah, there is a lot they could do with Shores too.
But yeah, I think that going back to that tried and tested Callus, well, it'll be Callus and not, you know, Iden or anything else because you need something to deal with the Force user or a melee unit that comes in there and he can hang about for a turn. Callus, 3 Shores with T-21s, a officer Shore Trooper unit, 2 Mortars, 3 Strike Teams with Snipers, and Bosk, because, you know, the greatest bounty hunter in the galaxy is not actually Boba.
Not in Legion, anyway.
Not Being in the Lizard. Why is Bosk naked?
Because he doesn't need anything. Bosk has never...
While he has a naked save, he doesn't come into the game equipped naked. That's not what Hat Bosk does. You should have like C's in there, so that way you can two-pip triple move in their face and then C's,
well,
one-pip Callus and
but
throw the bomb.
I could do that, but I have a 13-point bid right now, so...
You're an Imperial. No one expects you to bid.
And that is why I win.
I'm curious. Why is the Imperial officer in the naked Shore unit and not in a T-21B unit where the courage is more valuable?
Body counts and Inspire works off that unit. Equal numbers of bodies.
Yeah. Units. Yeah, but almost drop that and change it to a Stormtrooper unit with something.
I change it to a Snow.
With an officer. Or a Snow with an officer.
Could, but then you don't get a free
Or try and get Gideon in there. Try and get Gideon in there.
Wait. Gideon? What's a Gideon?
Gideon has, you know, that wannabe fives? That's the best way to describe him.
Oh, does he coordinate?
He does coordinate. He only coordinates
four, is he the same points as... Oh.
He is the same points. He has a range 3 DLT instead of 3 black.
Oh, right, you mean that gun that no one runs?
He means Gideon Hask, who has 38 points and double red and has coordinate... Trooper.
Coordinate core. As I said, he wants to be 5, but he's not 5s. So does it make it 4.5, I guess, or maybe 3?
Slight tangent. I think he's about on the same power level as 5s. I just think that the 5s heavy gun is better than what clones have, and Empire has better heavies available to them than what clones have.
Well, not only that, the naked phase 1 unit is better than than any of the naked Imperial counterparts. Like, it's just...
Yeah, despite being the same cost as Shores.
Naked. That's pretty sweet.
But yeah, no, I think that list, until we see what's going on, I'm quite happy with it the way it is. And man, all Bosk ever needs is his 2-pip. All he ever needs.
So at this point, we allow you, the listener, to decide which of these 3 lists would you take. Quad Shore Trooper with a naked Imperial officer in there somewhere. But Bosk, and everyone loves Bosk. Some phase 1 clone spam with the fire support into the missile pod swamp speeder. Or your classic too many acts for droids list with triple dwarf spider droid.
And a tank. And a tank.
I think you're feeding way too much into this tank meta thing. Like, I think it's got legs, Like, it had legs in the last Invader League when a Saber came second or third.
It said the Ion is gravy. It's just an excellent dice pool. Like, you could take away the impact in the Ion, and I'd be like, this is still the best gun. I mean, probably drop the points or remove cycle for me keeping that dice pool but losing the keywords, but that's just bonus.
Yeah.
But yeah, any other speculation?
It's especially with Precise 2.
Yeah. Any other speculation? Let's do a quick one. Hot takes. What do we think is stupid if it comes in, but we have an idea that it might actually come up? Like, if you're going to say...
Stupid which way? Like, good stupid or bad stupid?
Listener, you be the choice. You be the decider on that one. but I mean, specifically, if you're going to look at what we can't actually do yet, which is, you know, judge how the meta is going to be, are there any hot takes that you think are going to be good or bad? Like, what's coming up that you're thinking, oh shit,
I think Yoda is going to be as impressive as Anakin.
Ooh.
So either not very impressive or really impressive. Good to know.
Yeah. Really non-committal there.
Well, he's either...
What? That's a Anakin, non-committal.
Anakin is a jack... No, he means me. Anakin is a jack of all trades, master of none. So he either comes up and performs or he doesn't. Like, there's no like halfway. It's
Anakin doesn't do that either. Anakin just plays at the same level all the time. It's just if your opponent plays below that level, Anakin looks good.
And if your opponent plays above that level, then Anakin looks bad. Yeah.
Which kind of strictly comes down to wound count.
Fair. So, what do we think's going to get a bump?
As in from the RRG or just from the new releases?
Either.
There's some cards coming out.
So with
the next some old units, like,
so with the cleanup of the end of this Kashyyyk wave, and by that I mean an RRG update, a points change, and new cards. What do we think is not just going to get good, but what do we think is going to get helped along that, you know, wouldn't normally think be helped along by just say the cards? As we've seen, Vader is getting a massive bump. I think General Luke is getting a bump as well. Like, I'm not a playtester, so I can't, you know, speculate, but I think...
It wouldn't surprise me. They'll either bring Commander Luke up, or they'll bring Jedi Luke down.
What's mirror word to compel? Is there a mirror word to compel?
Dauntless?
Nah.
But he doesn't need Dauntless because he's courage straight.
Dauntless.
Maybe
something.
Maybe give him Spire without having to have waste of force slot on Hope. He doesn't really need that. He's sort of
Hope barreled should be on free. The phone. Hope and
Hope should be free. Yeah, and they still wouldn't get used.
No, because it takes up a force slot. I think Hope should just
be force on. Slot, exactly.
Hope should just be on Jedi. It should just be. They have Hope, which gives them Spire.
You should just staple both. Like, you staple Fear to Sith, and you staple Hope to all Jedi.
Give Luke, like, some kind of, like, outward written new type keyword where he can, like, provide an ally with a dodge or an aim.
Yeah, potentially.
He's going to pick up some keyword. I don't know what it is, but I think it'll be something we don't know.
Sharpshooter?
No.
Why not?
It would make him the first Jedi to have Sharpshooter. I would. But he's Han Solo with a lightsaber.
Exactly, which is why you don't really shoot the gun.
With access to force push. I don't know. Sounds all right.
I didn't say give him gunsling.
Smarter Luke to figure that out.
Yeah. Like, I don't think giving him gunsling would be a thing.
Oh, that's what Son of Skywalker's for.
Give him arsenal too.
No, give his gun. What's the Grievous guns thing?
Versatile?
Yeah, give it versatile.
You need to give him arsenal as well, then. But that makes his Son of Skywalker ridiculous.
Why would you need to give him arsenal as well? I just jump into a unit because I don't want to chop up, and then I shoot out of the unit.
Yeah, but just kill them all.
No.
I hope they do something with Death Troopers and Krennic to solve them.
I hope really they give all them of the Rogue One stuff and not
yeah some something
kind of points drop.
Yeah,
cash. They'll just give them.
I don't know what you give them.
You just get
cash. Aim 3.
You just get cash like victory that. Point. Haha.
Cash victory point. If you don't die by the end of the game, you get a victory point. So secret mission that triggers in your own deployment. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll be that.
Is reborn.
I would say if they got cache aim, I'd be happy. I would actually think that if Rebels started with cache aims and like swap it around, and Imperial started with cache dodge.
I can see that more coming out in more like a gear slot type card that probably will come with a wave rather than
via an entire RRG update fix.
Yeah, especially when those keywords technically don't exist.
What would be
at
awesome
at the moment?
Yeah, they do.
Cache totally supply deck one.
Ooh. So what, you draw from the supply deck?
Yeah. How awesome would that be?
At the start of the game or
when you want to activate the cache, yeah.
You just have a random thing in a box that you're carrying.
Yeah.
It sounds like every episode.
Actually, yeah,
of the
that
Bad
makes
Batch.
Perfect sense. Yeah. Like, side quest time. What else?
No, I think being in all
Empire.
Yeah, Empire need a lot of fixes. I also think fleets and rebel generic troopers need a big fix.
You mean that all of their personnel and heavy weapon upgrades need a fix?
Yeah, that too.
Fleets
also
need an overall fix.
Yeah. But things like, I don't think the rebel vets need a fix. I think they've had enough fixing to get them to be, you know,
yeah, they seem to be in a pretty good spot at the moment.
I would still like to swap out. I don't understand why the veteran unit didn't get nimble, but they got the other version, which is like the aim.
Defend.
Get an order.
Because they're old.
But because they're veterans doesn't make them old. Cassian is technically a veteran.
He's dead. See how that turned out.
Wow.
In his defense, it did take a Death Star.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
There you go.
I don't know.
That's what it takes to get past white surging defense dice. Just a Death Star.
Destroy the whole planet. Okay. Well, part of the planet.
Well, that's why Krennic's dead, right? White surging defense dice and a planet that got
exploded. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Krennic is not dead in my heart. I need him to be back so my DTs can hit the table. I need to run my quad DTs at some point.
Yuck.
Quad DTs with Krennic and Iden do tax strike. Just mess with
Don't give away my secret.
Wow, do you have any points for anything else? Like anything?
I have points for fun.
Three naked stormtroopers probably. And you probably don't get armaments on. Iden's probably not got anything either.
DTs are dropping by 40 points a squad, so you know.
I don't think that's happening either.
At best, I think 40, you'll get your
maybe 10.
I think you'll go 10.
Maybe eat config for free.
Actually, I think that was both of the things they were going to get. They're going to get a 10-point drop to make them closer to be in line.
There you go. You can fit quad DTs and meet your minimum requirements alongside Krennic and Iden. It is tight.
How tight is it? Are we talking like 1 or 2 points?
So Iden, Krennic, 3 naked storms and 4 DTs with each having the heavy weapon, it is 762.
Do you get the configs in?
No, not yet. Oh, ooh, no. Configs, 794.
Wait, do they have the heavy weapons in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
drop one of the DLTs for the FN, whatever the FN2184. Because it's cheaper and it's...
I forgot that thing exists. Is DTF-16 worse than a HH-12?
No,
she doesn't have cumbersome.
No, and he also has 2 wounds. And,
and she doesn't exhaust.
And she doesn't exhaust. And she's a leader. Red, white.
But it only throws black-white. Yeah. Black-white.
So what?
Black-white. It's not cumbersome exhausting.
Yeah.
It's only black-white. And it takes up the heavy slot.
Yeah, but she's also a leader. Remember that she also has two wounds, so you increase your wound cap by an additional one.
Okay, so, right, let me put it to you this way then. Also another wound, and adding a similar quality dice, is an extra stormtrooper, which, to remind you, is 8 points. DTF 16
but is on a 22. On a death trooper squad, that would make it a six-wound death trooper squad.
Oh, no.
Not a five.
They'll get pierced.
Yeah.
They also have zero. They also have zero damage output.
Yeah, because you're just going to throw five dice of the config. Yeah.
Yeah, or five black and one white at range three. Oh, no. Yeah. Don't hit me with that dwarf spider droid dice pool that doesn't have impact or iron and is 40 points more expensive. Oh, no.
Look, okay. Droids do mass numbers. We've already established this, Mitch.
And that is part of their problem.
Yeah, that.
And I think that's something they're going to have to address. Is
it's not that that's their problem. They do. It's more that they do mass numbers and then perfect order control. So if you did one or the other,
yeah,
like go back to the old two faction days. You could either have mass numbers,
the rebels,
or really focused order control and just be really good at getting what you want done when you needed it done.
Mm.
Droids do both. And we get that.
Yes.
An apparent trade-off is the lack of save. But, you know, bodies
that's
don't
changing care. As well. Well, that's changing now as well, because you can make the guard. Sure, you can't defend your B1s, but it's still a red dice. Access to surge tokens here and there. BX is impervious. It's like
stats
armor.
Three
just,
aim.
Just lots of armor.
Three dodges.
Armor. Yeah. Armor on everything else. You're just like,
yeah.
AI is not a downside.
No.
In a lot of cases.
It's not the downside we thought it would.
It's
not the Jedi it should have been.
Mm. So I think they need to have a look at that, and whether that's the ones coming up or maybe somehow limiting direct on the T-Series/Super.
So if you made
maybe
direct,
not let it coordinate after, like you have to get the order from somewhere else.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people just switch to a HQ uplink at that point, so I don't think it helps.
I mean, that costs points, right? That changes synergy.
Yeah, but
remember that the
droids have got points to spare.
Yeah, but if
B1s
you made
don't care about their actions.
If you make coordinate only proc off the command card, you're not going to go to perfect.
I think you fundamentally change the
coordinate ability. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So and you would fundamentally change the droid faction, which would require mass changes. Because if you could only coordinate off of
I don't
a
think
command
it would
card,
fundamentally, yes, I don't think it would fundamentally change the
which means you
faction.
Can't coordinate off a coordinate, which means you are never
getting
you
can
more
only
than
proc
one extra
the
unit.
You can only proc coordinate so that to do the chain off the command card. So HQ uplinks actually serve a purpose. In a droid list.
You just said off.
Yeah, so you can only proc the
initial. Not actually.
You can't start a coordinate chain.
I think it's the fact that you can run these units cheap and they're like effective because of their action efficiency. I think, alongside my argument of no core unit should have anything other than one courage, droid units should only be able to use the face value for commander courage, not double. Panic
or just make them
courage. Okay, so B1s would become independent effectively or what?
No, they would just always panic at two,
that one
or three when,
unless you run Dooku
or three so when that, Dooku's around or Maul. There's ways.
Maul's not a commander.
Yes, but when you kill the commander with courage,
now I see
commander.
It so instead of using
And I think that makes a lot more sense. How often do you see B1s running around flapping their arms?
Seven,
all the time.
seven straight seasons of the Clone Wars and the Bad Batch and that one episode of Rebels. Yeah, sure. And the movies. Yeah,
and I think, like, with them panicking from concentrated fire, like, they're going to either be dead because they have no save, or they're in heavy cover and they're taking a bunch of chip shots, in which case they panic, and, like, that's okay. They're cheap, and there's a lot of units. I think that is a fair and balanced thing to do.
Well, that just reminds me of conscripts in 40K before you could throw a chaplain in there. So, yeah, I like that.
Maybe those are changes that will happen, or... Yeah, maybe they'll go in a completely different direction.
Well, we'll find out next time on updated RRG by Dominic Vasquez.
Yeah, no, next time we are Legion meets, it'll probably be, hey, we've actually had in real life games. So, you know.
That will be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, I would like to try this new 4-card turn zero.
Yes, I definitely want to try that as well.
I'm so excited for the points and errata updates.
Yeah, I've been hanging out. I haven't even started really, I mean, outside of like the list that we built for tonight's episode, I haven't actually done any list building specifically because I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck's coming. Do I start?
Click some buttons.
Yeah, and we don't have anything that we're really looking forward to at the moment.
Yep,
but got a couple local events post-lockdown. So there's not like there's something you're planning for either where you go, well, I have to start thinking about this before RG's drop so that I have some idea of how it adjusts when it comes out. But at the moment, it's like,
And then to add to that, we've also
got nothing going on.
And no new units that have actually, like, yeah, we've got the rules, but no new units that have actually, like, come into our possession to play with. I've had lands for nearly 4 months. I've painted two. I now have two nearly
four. You're running a lat in the next tournament, Jeremy.
No, I'm not. Maybe I am. I don't know. I yet to pick. If I run a lat, it'll probably be in clones, and I don't think that's going to be good.
Well, that's what you're running. Yeah. It's locked in.
Oh.
Nah.
Would you disappoint our listeners?
Apparently I disappoint our listeners all the time, so I'm quite happy to say yes to that.
Do you want to disappoint them this way? This is a whole new level of disappointment. It's something you've committed to.
No, it's not.
You propose a list. You challenge someone to it.
I challenge somebody.
You challenge yourself to it as well.
Hey,
it's a good point. You did challenge. You called someone out for it.
I did, and he did already run a. He did already run a lat. What happens if that list turns out to
like
be
I
good?
Run my own garbage all the time.
Yeah, I don't know what crazy garbage I'm going to run at the next event yet. I've got four factions to choose from.
Wait till you have five factions to choose from.
Yeah, I can't actually wait for that. I'm really looking forward to Mercenaries.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that's the thing. We've been looking forward to all this new stuff, and now we even have confirmed new stuff that we were speculating. We're like, yeah, we might get some cool stuff. Now it's like, here's all the super cool stuff. I haven't had a real need to, like, dive in and start theory crafting anything for the better part of 2 months.
Yes.
And we've been in lockdown for four. So what does that tell you? 12 weeks.
Who was less than four?
Yeah. I might have also included the fact that I was stuck inside for a month before lockdown because I took a month off work.
Yeah, you did say. I think you have. That's neither here or there.
Yeah, yeah. Look,
nor there.
There is a before time, and then there is a before COVID time, and now there is a before lockdown time. I don't remember these things very well.
I thought for sure you're going to go with there was a long time ago at a galaxy far, far away.
I wish that
can
was
I go to the galaxy far, far away?
Can I
is
get there?
Is there COVID there? Is there overbearing governments?
Have I been? Have they been double jabbed?
There is an overbearing government. Maybe I'll just stay then.
But have they had the Pfizer or the AZ? And for those people not understanding that joke, please go and watch Jimmy Reese on YouTube, and you're welcome.
And I think it's when we're talking about this, it is definitely time.
Yeah, super time to wrap up,
guys. Go back to doing Empire stuff.
Yes. Before we do, though, we've got a little bit of housekeeping that we completely skipped over at the beginning of the episode.
We have housekeeping.
So if you want to find us, we are on, well, we have a Facebook page. Come talk to us there. We post our episodes there. Occasionally we post other things like petitions to get our new toys early.
Not early.
Early compared to the US?
But not compared to the rest of the world. This is the anyway.
Yeah.
I digress on that. It's early compared to
if you want to find us. We have a teeth ring shop. Go visit. I am starting to try and add more things there. If you have an idea, send it to me. I'm working on it. Teeth ring has actually changed its name. It's now just Spring. I don't know why. Maybe because they want to sell other things. I will check if they sell pens, and I will put the logo on it and get it sent to you.
I'll have to buy a set, and if you beat me, which will be a lot of people, so I have to buy a lot of pens, I will give you a pen.
Yeah,
that is very true.
I'll have a look.
Keep your ears out for those of you that like MCP. We may have a sister podcast coming. I have been developing this for a little while. Not with this cast, surprisingly. And I may not even be on it after the first episode.
Right, so.
I may just Jay Shalansky this thing and build an empire.
Yeah, we're going to be the Australian Fifth Trooper.
Ugh, no thanks.
Is that the plan?
No thanks. I don't do Patreon. Wait, Mitch, weren't you supposed to set that up?
He set up the YouTube.
You still have to send me some files so I can upload them.
Some of them are on the drive.
I think there's one.
Not all of them. Yeah, I think there is one.
And I'm going to on-the-spot everyone here. When we're out of lockdown, we need to find a way to actually stream games for people. I'm sure we can do it.
I'm sure we can put streamers on the Teespring store.
Also, yes, maybe they'll have the We Are Legion logo. I have an idea that I haven't told you yet.
Uh-oh.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, let's do this live. I'm fuck it. It's
okay.
11 o'clock on a Friday night.
So I had the idea that...
Go for it.
Sure. So I was thinking we could do a hobby hangout on Twitch maybe once a month where we just stream some TTS. May not even be Legion. Might be MCP. Might be something crazy like Rebellion. And one of us is obviously spectating and the other two play and we just do whatever. And if there's Invader League going on, maybe we stream that. If there's Yava base, maybe we stream that.
Well, we do have a Twitch whatever. Stream being finished.
So that's what I was thinking.
So we can do that. I mean, we can also do we can follow AMG's guidelines and do a hobby hangouts and do an actual hobby hangouts.
That's another option that we can put on.
Where Mitch can turn his camera on and stuff. We can all paint.
Oh.
And answer questions. Ooh.
No camera on my desktop. I don't need a camera for a gaming machine.
You know, I have a digital, I have a TV plug-in 180 degree camera angled camera. I wonder if I can pinch that from work. Just to send to you.
I have a great not space that I'd like to put it.
Yes.
So it turns out prize support for the first person that beats me in real life is a, what did you call that product again, Jeremy?
I have no idea. So good luck with that.
A camera. A web camera.
A web camera.
That plugs into your TV.
That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, it's a web
camera that plugs into TV.
And has a 180 degree thing. It's a conference camera.
The only request is if you win that camera off me is you have to send me some images so that I can just like put that over the bit where my camera would be.
Please. This is why Mitch is not getting any of this. And on that note, Courtney, did you cover the Discord? No.
I haven't yet.
Cool.
We got distracted again. But hey, Mitch, we are also on the Discord.
Stay on topic.
I'm listening to Courtney.
So, if you want to find us on Discord, we are in the Legion Discord. We are Legion E Captain Courtney. Jeremy is We Are Legion _ S _ O _ Cooper. And you'll have to try and find Mitch because he's just off somewhere else on his own.
And he's
mediocre Mitch.
He's mediocre Mitch.
Surely I'm not hard to find.
He should change his name to We Are Legion Moff Mitch, but you know,
It's his Discord handle.
I'm a
his choice.
I'm a man with many faces.
Usually just a traitor, though. Will we see? It's another way to find him. He is the traitor, first trooper.
First I always trooper. Forget that that's my picture. Gotta see it. Gets me every time.
It's been fun, guys. Alrighty. Until next time, for everyone listening, may all your rolls be crits.
If you like this podcast, please follow our Facebook page by searching We Are Legion Podcast and subscribe to the show via your favourite podcast platform. Voiceover and post-production by General Kara Organa.